Mr. Buddha, Mr. Dharma, Mr. Sangha. When it's going through difficult times, if one's eyes are open, one can see the hand of the Eternal working in every detail of what is manifesting. One cannot see it, one can sense it. One can know it in one's blood and in one's bones. Today is Thanksgiving. And for me, it is above any Thanksgiving I've ever experienced, a day for giving thanks to the Eternal, giving thanks for the love of the Eternal, for giving thanks for those who know and take refuge in the Eternal, for giving thanks for that which the Eternal teaches, the way in which the Eternal shows the way through sometimes what can be a very great darkness. So often, River Master pointed out that even when we think we're walking on our own, we're actually being carried in the hand of the Eternal. We're actually being buoyed up by the oceanic love of the Eternal. Don't ever be fooled by the intellectual pretensions that, and the intellectual sophistries that lead people to believe that the Eternal is some kind of abstraction, not actively working at all levels of our being, our existence. The Eternal is not an abstraction. The love of the Eternal is not a concoction of our imagination or of our wishful thinking. The Eternal is. And all that manifests in our lives reveals something of the compassion and the wisdom of the Eternal. The Eternal is active intelligence beyond our power to imagine. The Eternal is help that we can always call upon, turn towards. When we do so with utter sincerity of heart and childlike mind, we can hear the voice of the Eternal and follow the guidance of the Eternal. So even the greatest darkness that man can know, this is what I'm thankful for.